be a disciple of Jesus requires discipline. Let me say that again. To be a disciple requires discipline. So notice those two words, disciple and discipline. They use many of the same letters, you know, D-I-S-C-P-L, all the same. And the word disciple comes from the Latin word discipulus, and it means student. The word discipline comes from the Latin word disciplina, and it means teaching or instruction or training. And both words have the same Latin root beyond that, dicere, which means to learn. And in the letter of the Hebrews, we heard that the Lord disciplines those he loves, just as a good parent disciplines his children. So let's consider discipline in light of those two definitions that we just said. So the Lord teaches and instructs all of us, just as good parents teach and instruct their children. Hebrews goes on to say that at the time, discipline seems to be painful and not joyful. But according to Hebrews, the fruit of discipline is peaceful righteousness for those who persevere. To be a disciple of Jesus requires discipline. But discipline seems to be painful. So we avoid it, right? No. I don't believe that's the case. I believe that we all have the capability to have discipline. We have the capability to act in accordance with discipline. What I believe the issue is that our discipline is not rightly ordered. So let me give you a few examples. So picture with me, if you will, these conversations that could happen just between a couple of Catholics. So tell me, how often do you go to confession? Oh, well, maybe once a year. Maybe once every other year. Well, why don't you go to confession? Well, I don't like it. It's embarrassing. And I can tell God my sins directly by myself. I don't need the priest. Let me ask you another question. How often do you go to the dentist? Oh, I go to the dentist at least twice a year. Sometimes I go three times a year. Oh, well, do you like going to the dentist? No, I hate going to the dentist. Well, isn't it embarrassing sitting in that chair with a bib on, drooling on yourself while he's cleaning your teeth? Well, yes. Don't you brush your teeth yourself every day? Well, of course. Well, then why do you go to the dentist three times a year? Don't you see these teeth? Don't you see how straight and white they are? I care about my teeth. I practice good oral hygiene. Another example. Do you go to church on Sunday? Sunday? Hey, I work all week. Sunday is my only day to sleep in. Well, can't you sleep in on Saturday? On Saturday? No, I can't sleep in on Saturday. I have a tea time at 6:30. I'm up at 5, I'm at the course by 6, I hit a few balls to warm up, and I tee off promptly at 6:30. Okay. Another example. Do you fast during Lent? Oh, no, I don't fast during Lent. You know, the church is not the boss of me. And besides, when I fast, I get dizzy, I get lightheaded. Same person a couple weeks later, hey, would you like to go to lunch? Oh, no, I can't go to lunch. I'm skipping lunch today. Well, why are you skipping lunch? Oh, well, you see, I've got this wedding coming up in June, and I have to drop 2 dress sizes between now and then, so I'm not going to lunch. Well, won't you get lightheaded and dizzy if you skip a meal? Well, yeah, you know, sometimes I do, but I've got this protein shake, and it's going to tide me over until dinner. And sometimes it's still kind of unpleasant, but you know what? To drop those dress sizes, it's going to be worth it. Last example. Would you like to watch one of the episodes of Catholicism with me that Bishop Barron made? Oh, no, I can't. I'm too busy. Besides, I already received all my sacraments. I went to a Catholic school. And, you know, I go to church on Sundays. Oh, okay. Well, what are you doing right now? Oh, playing a video game. You know, this video game, it's got a great storyline. It's got awesome characters. And you get to go through this maze, and you travel through, and you research stuff, and you find things, and there's treasures. Didn't you finish that video game last year? Oh, yeah, I've completed it before. I set aside all my spare time for about 2 months, and I completed that game. It was awesome. Well, then, why are you doing it again? Oh, well, because you missed so much the first time through. So you go back, I find new paths on the maze, I find new treasures, I get to research different puzzles. Brothers and sisters, we don't lack discipline. What we lack is the right ordering of our discipline. So what does that mean? It means that if the object of our discipline should always be Christ, and if the object of our discipline is not Christ, it's out of order. So in the examples that I just gave, we can all see, I think, where the disordered discipline was. So in the dentist example, our teeth are more important than our soul. In the golf example, practicing golf is more important than practicing our faith. In the dress example, we will complete certain actions, like fasting, if it's to further our own ends, but we would rebel against those same actions if it was to achieve a prayerful end. And then in the video game example, we choose how we spend our time. And we choose how we learn, how we are trained, how we are instructed. Most of the time, it's in worldly things or frivolous things rather than being instructed in eternal things for Christ and for his church. To be a disciple of Jesus requires discipline. So let us pray this week that we may begin to reorder the discipline in our lives. Let us put Christ first, and let us do so joyfully and accept his teaching and his instruction. Let us pray for endurance during our trials so that our drooping hands and our weak knees may be made all the stronger, so that we may successfully pass through that narrow gate and into the peaceful righteousness of the kingdom of God.